Hey yo, what up? My name is CJ and this is CJ's Take. Welcome to my podcast. CJ got a podcast, everybody. God is good all the time, and all the time God is so good. Hope you guys are doing great today. CJ fam, big shout out to everyone who's staying loyal to the podcast. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for your suggestions. I see them all the time and I appreciate it. I try my best to reply to everybody that reach out to me in any of our social media platforms or those who actually leave comments here on my distribution site on Anchor R. Okay? You can leave me a voice comment, by the way, and that would be cool. If you leave me a voice feedback, I'm going to play that on one of my episodes, so it'd be cool to have you on an episode with me, right? Okay, today, I'm going to dive real quick into the episode of today because it's kind of like a long one today, all right? And today I want us to talk about something that I've been trying to avoid. I've been avoiding for a very long time, okay? Ever since I started the podcast and people started giving me feedback about what they think about the show, what they think about the topics I discuss, I always make it an effort to try to apply this feedback because that's how I get better. So I take people's feedback and I try to touch on every topic that people try to reach out to me to talk about. One of the things I've been trying to dodge is to talk about the dreaded C word, as I call it, okay? So I felt like it's about time that we got to talk about the dreaded C word, and that is cheating. Yep, that word, which is one of the main reasons why most relationships today do not last, was the reason for most of the divorces and breakups around the world. It's because of that C word, cheating. So we're going to talk about cheating today. And I put so much in this episode, and I tried to make it as real as I could, actually telling you guys about my story at some point of it. So these are my opinions. I'm going to just dive into what I think about cheating in relationships and how I believe you should approach it if you ever find yourself in that kind of position. All right, so today let's talk about the dreaded C word, guys: cheating. To begin with, breaking trust rarely ends well in a relationship. That's as simple as I can say. Breaking trust rarely ever ends well. There's probably a lot of you out there who are listening right now who are going through trust issues as we speak. And some types of broken trust may be forgivable than others. But cheating is definitely a no-no, okay? Do not be in a relationship with someone if you're going to cheat on them. Like, how could someone be any more selfish than cheating? To me, is the most terrible thing you can do if you're in a relationship. This should be self-explanatory, but unfortunately, it's not, because it happens all the time, especially in this generation we all live in. Our society today has some sort of normalized cheating, which is very, very dangerous. And there are also different levels of cheating, if you may. Like, if you're unsure if you're doing something that could be considered cheating in a relationship, then it's probably cheating, okay? It doesn't just mean physically. It's doing anything that is inappropriate to do while you're in a relationship. So even just having the intention to cheat is cheating, because it's not something that you're supposed to be thinking about when you're in a relationship with someone else. If you're still unsure, I want you to ask yourself this question: how will I feel if my boyfriend or girlfriend was doing this? Okay, so when you ask yourself that question, then you can make a better decision of what to do. And that sentence should give you the clarity that you need. Then there are these other people who get mad at the people that they cheated on when they seem to have problems trusting you again after the fact. Like, you brought this on yourself when you made the selfish decision to cheat in the first place. And here, sure, we can talk about forgiveness, and some people may be able to forgive and forget. But it's a very rare thing to do. It's very rare when it comes to cheating. No one ever really forgets that. And therefore, it's hard to say you actually forgive them and mean it. That's the way I look at cheating anyways, okay? Some people do it and then they forgive and they forget and they move on. Well, that's good and fine. But when it comes to cheating, it's a very, very difficult thing. And after you cheated on, things don't just get back to the way they used to be, you know? It's not like you're getting over a fight with someone for not doing the dishes, and then you can get over it and you guys are fine again. Cheating? Not so much. And the majority of cases, it comes to a constant stress to the person who was cheating on. You know? I remember when I was younger, right? I was so naive thinking, oh, I'll never get cheated on because, you know, I'm nice, I'm handsome, I'm fun to be around, and all that stuff. It has nothing to do with any of these things. I mean, look at people, look at J-Lo, look at Kim K, Rihanna. These are all fabulous people that we look up to, right? But they all got cheated on. So being cheated on has nothing to do with your personality or your popularity or how much money you have or how good looking you are. If someone's going to cheat on you, they're going to cheat on you regardless. Sadly enough, it seems to be more prevalent these days. You know, before cell phones, it was way difficult to be in constant contact with someone else without being caught, right? But now people can just text, email, call, and then just lock their phones, and all their dirty little secrets are hidden safely inside. Yep, that's technology for you. I always say this, right? If you want to find out what someone's really up to, all the answers you need are on their cell phones. Do you guys believe that? So have you ever gone through someone's phone? Well, I have. And yes, I'm not condoning this though, but I have to be honest with you and I say that I would do it all over again if I was suspecting something was up. Because if I did not do this when I did the first time, I would have been completely kept in the dark about things. And the thought that someone can be cheating and yet smiling to your face is not someone that I want to be with. Not someone that I want to invest my time in, and definitely not someone that I want to waste my time over. So, you know, I've been cheated on, right? And I felt like I had to become like a private investigator after the fact. It sucked. And it sucked the life out of me. You know, always checking if the stories that they're telling you are adding up, always wondering if they are doing what they say they are doing, wanting to check their phone all over again, you know. It's tiring. Then they always make you feel like you're crazy just to have an excuse to mess your feelings up or try to get you to stop talking. It's such a cowardly way to handle it, if you ask me. That said, I do not think it's a good idea to do anything unless you have pretty good reason to suspect that something is going on. If you do suspect, then you can do something about it. Because why do I say this? Because it can become a really slippery slope. Okay, you know? In my case, I had good reason because things were just not adding up, and I was right. And like they say, listen to your gut. After that, she couldn't let it go that I invaded her privacy. That was her excuse. Can you guys imagine that? Wow, okay. You know what? Is that your defense? Instead of owning up to the cheating, you really want to dig this hole a little deeper, right? Do you want me to give you a shovel to keep digging? Again, another way to really make things worse, if you ask me. Oh, I'm sorry I invaded your privacy. See, you couldn't keep lying to my face and, you know, running around behind my back. Like, give me a break, man. The guy had to do what the guy had to do to get clearance and to be sure what was going on. That's what I did, and I was right. You know, she messaged this random guy, right? Let me just fill you guys on what happened, right? Because she messaged this random guy, agreeing to go for dinners with him, right? And even offering to fly out to another city for her birthday to meet the guy to spend her birthday with him. And then she was lying to me, saying, well, she just wanted to spend this birthday with her girlfriends and just do girl stuff, whatever. And even though I had proposed to fly her out of town to this very place she was going to meet this dude for her birthday. So I was like, no, I just want to chill with the girls and do all this. And then she was talking to this guy and making all these plans to fly and meet him out there so they can celebrate her birthday together. And when I confronted her, you know what she said? Oh, that's just girl stuff. I wasn't really going to do anything. That's just girl stuff? Really? And she completely excused her behavior, you know? I swear this girl was severely lacking a moral compass, if you ask me. It was such a load of BS, man. And what made it worse is that instead of showing any type of shame or remorse, she blew it out of proportion. Like, she just brushed it off like it wasn't a big deal. After all this, I couldn't see her in the same way again. As much as I wanted to, it crushed me. The funny thing about people who cheat is that at some point in time, they try to make you feel guilty and even take the blame for them cheating. Have you guys experienced that? She even said to me, "Oh, I know you're doing the same thing. I just didn't get to check your phone." Like, what a weasel thing to do. To say that you're trying to make an excuse for what you did to hurt me by saying that I'm doing the same thing. That's the way you're going to justify you being sneaky. If you're going to cheat, guys, at least own up to it. Acknowledge it. Apologize properly for it. And make things right. Or just be classy enough to apologize and leave the person alone to find someone else who can be trusted. And you know, there is a lot you have to do in order to regain the person's trust back. You're not in any position to be demanding, you know, or blaming anybody else. It's definitely not a cool thing to be doing, cheating. Cheating is like, you know, having someone who will appreciate, love, and be loyal to you, it's cool. It's actually really cool. Bottom line, being able to check someone's phone when you want makes the relationship feel dirty. That's the truth. I'm not proud that I did that, but I'm glad I did when I did it. It doesn't make you feel any good knowing that they are on high alert regarding anything that you're doing with your phone. Okay? And if it's getting to the point where you have to do all these spot checks, like, you know, as if you're like a border patrol guard, then it's time to reevaluate things. Today, I just wanted to try to avoid this type of situations at all costs. And for those of you who blame yourself for, you know, being cheated on and let the other person walk free, like I was talking about in my last episode, where you decide to take the blame and make excuses for them, it's not about you. It's about them. They feel that, you know, you need to get validated from someone else liking them. Or maybe they have low self-confidence, right? And they feel better about themselves when they get attention from someone else. Or maybe they are looking for what they feel will be some little excitement, you know? So they may use being in a bad relationship as an excuse. Well, how on earth is that going to make it any better? Instead, that is the time when you should be doing things to save your relationship. Otherwise, it's just going to completely terminate. There's no excuse. It's just wrong on so many levels. We are talking about guys and girls here, by the way. I'm just going to make that clear. Because I think guys get the worst rap for cheating. But women do cheat too. My example was a woman who cheated on me. I think women are just better being sneaky and, you know, covering their tracks when it comes to cheating. There's a lot of people out there who have been cheated on, and then as a way to be able to get over it, they just start doing their own thing on the side. And I do not advise this, because while you may think you are happy, it will always be on the back of your mind that you cheated. Trust me. And it's priceless to live with a clear conscience. Otherwise, it's only just perpetuating the problem. And that really is just going to open up a whole new can of worms. Like, can you imagine the person you cheated on then gets to find out that you... Okay, I'll say this again. Can you imagine the person who cheated on you gets to find out that you cheated on them? Imagine that for a minute. They are not going to care that they cheated first. No. You're going to become the bad one. Trust me. Basically, it's like the equivalent of giving someone a get out of jail free Monopoly card, right? They're going to spin that shit around in every way you can think of. So, if you've been cheated on, try your best to stay away from thinking that everyone else cheats. Because not all men are dogs, and definitely not all women are skanks. So no, there's plenty of people out there who take their relationship seriously. Don't get discouraged and let one bad apple spoil the bunch. I don't think that's fair, okay? And then, you know, you may be wondering, well, what if I want to forgive the person and continue the relationship? You know? And I say it's really tricky, because it takes an enormous amount of self-control to not bring up the cheating every time you guys get in a fight again. I mean, because cheating is like, it's like the gift that keeps on giving. Like, it's almost like someone can get mad at you and you'll always have a cheating card to come with and conquer it. Oh well, you cheated on me, you know? If you're serious about wanting the relationship to work, then you just have to let it go. You cannot bring it up over and over and over again because it's just gonna make everything worse. It's like you have a wound, right? And you don't let it heal and you keep picking at it and picking at it and picking at it, and it's just gonna take forever to heal. And then you're probably just gonna be left with a scar. And this scar being symbolic to the end of a relationship. And I know it can be hard not to bring it up. Trust me. I don't think, you know, I've been able to keep my big mouth shut in my situation. But your ego will get in the way because you're going to feel like you're giving them the power, okay? You may think, oh, well, I have to keep bringing it up because, you know, then they can get to feel like they had a pass for doing what they did or whatever. You are not actually giving up your power, if you ask me. You're actually getting your power back. That's the way I want you to look at it. Because you're no longer letting, you know, you're no longer letting the cheating incident to bring you more pain. And if you can't move on from it, my advice to you is to break up. Let it go. This is the only solution. I think lots of people stay regardless, not because, you know, they've forgiven the cheating or accepted it in some way, but because they want to save themselves the pain of dealing with a breakup. Because breakups are hard. That's the truth. But you have to look at it this way. If you stay and you can't stop thinking about the cheating, or you can't stop obsessing over the fact that, you know, they may cheat again, then that is still pain. So either way, it's going to cause you some grief. And long term, it will be better to get it out sooner or later than to drag it on. That's what I think. So to conclude, right? Some people may say that life is too short not to move on from it when people cheat on you. But you know, I kind of think that life is too short to put up with that type of behavior. Remember, in life, you get what you tolerate. Love is not a reason to tolerate disrespect and dishonesty, if you ask me. No excuses. Okay? So, do you need help actually trying to get past a breakup or some type of relationship problem? If that's you, you can actually book a coaching session with me, guys. Just send me an email, cjstakepodcast@gmail.com, or send me a DM on any of our social media platforms and I'll reach out to you. And I'll be very, very much happy to help. All right? My name is CJ. And that's my take for today. Share this with anybody who cares, what's going through this situation, and who you think needs to hear this. I'll talk to you soon. Peace.